Welcome to Shomer Shor on the Daf. She was sponsored by Nishmas Ham Biyakos Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagiga Dafid Base. In Amud Base, the Gemara starts by saying that Rabbi Yossi says, "Oylem labriyos shirois ve'inam yoydos magrois." People see, but they don't know what they're seeing. If you look at the Ben Yoyada, he points out that this is the mistake of the philosophers, that they look at the world the way it is, and based on what they see in front of their eyes, they want to figure out what the world is all about. But we know that where philosophy ends, Zok Nefesh HaChayim, that's where Kabbalah starts. Kabbalah is the primius of the world, as we spoke before about Or HaGanus. And people look at the world, they don't really know what they're seeing. Rav Moshe Shapira Zitzal added to it in his last year on Perek Doreshim that people, it's not only they don't know what they're seeing, but they don't know what keeps them going. They don't know what they're standing on. What's their kiyum? And he ended with the word oy, and that's the last word of his shiurim. And we really feel the oy, because going now forward, we need to try to understand these gemaras on our own. And I want to try to attempt to give a little bit of explanation of the Ikar Gemara in this Amud, talking about the Shiva Rikim, what's called the seven heavens, that the Gemara speaks about and explains each one of them. And we'll use the Divrei Hagro that gives us a little bit of a tool for us to understand and try to explain it a peep shot as much as we can. We know that there are seven midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in this world. And we say it every morning, Lecho Hashem, HaGedula VeHaGevura, VeHaTiferes, VeHaNetzach VeHaHoyit, Ki Chol B'Shamayim VeHaRetz, Lecho Hashem HaMamlocho. Explains the Goyim that each one of the Shiva Rikim that we're talking about over here refers to one of these midas. The lowest rikia is called viloin, and that's connected the mida of lecho Hashem hamamlocho. Melucho, mamlocho, ein melech beloyam. The melucho of Hashem depends on human beings doing the avodah. What the viloin does, it doesn't do much. It just mechadesh betuva b'choyim toyim ma'aseh bereishis. Every day we have the new ma'aseh bereishis, the new avodah of this world for people to come and connect to Hashem. The vilun just shows that connection, or we're connected or not connected, belongs to melucha to Hashem. The one above that is the rikia. That's where you have the chamo levano koichavim mazolus, meaning that's where all the hashpoas, the regular hashpoas, that come from shemaim to aretz, and that's the midah which is mentioned before, kichol b'shamayim uvaretz, the connection of heaven and earth, the regular normal hashpoas of shemaim to earth. The one above that is called shchokim, and there the Gemara says, they give food to the tzaddikim. Says the Goyen, referring here to the mitzvah that says, Netzach v'hoit. Again, Lechoshem Agdullo Agvur Tiferes, V'ha-Netzach v'hoit. Why Netzach v'hoit? So seemingly what comes out from the Mefarshim here, based on Chazal Tzifer HaZoya, we're talking about here the fact that the tzaddikim are the ones that actually bring sustenance to the world. As the Gemara says, "Koloilum nizum shel Chanina bni, veChanina bni dai lo bekav cheruvim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos." Chanina, Chanina b'doyso, is the biggest tzaddik. He lived in poverty, but the whole world got mezoinus because of him. He gave sustenance to the world. These midos are called Netzach and Hoyt. Netzach is loshen nitzochin, the tzaddik who is gabe on his yetzer, lives in poverty. He has to always be gabe on his yetzer, and he brings hashpo to the world of food as hoyt, the hoyt v'hador, the hashpa to the world of sustenance. The Bach adds over here, the toichin man the tzaddikim lo'osid lovoy, the first should explain, that means all the work of the tzaddikim that gives sustenance to the world in this world, they will get the reward for it, lo'osid lovoy. It's preparing the food for the world to come. The midah above that is the midah of Tiferes. And Beis HaMikdash is called Tiferes, Hishlich Mishamayim Oretz Tiferes Yisrael. That's the Isparus, that's the beauty, that's the greatness of Am Yisrael. We're referring to there to the Shamayim, which is called Zvul, that there you have the Yerushalayim Shel Malon, Beis HaMikdash, Mizbeach Banui, Michoel Asar Gadol, Oim Nekriv Alav Korban. Above that is the midah of Gvura, of the Midah Sadin, as we mentioned before, in the previous year, where people have to come and actually accomplish in this world. And that's where you have the Ikar Avodah. You have Kiddush Malachi HaShorish, that they're doing Shiur in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's their Avodah. But they're waiting in the day for Am Yisrael to do their Avodah. And here is what we call, the Midas HaGvura is where the Torah came from. as the Torah is the Ikar Avoid of Am Yisrael. And then the Gemara goes on to speak about the Milas of Torah. Someone who learns Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishlach Chut Chesed B'Yoyim. And that's the idea that a person who does not treat Torah correctly, he gets hurt from the Gemara. And that's if someone speaks Sichas Chulin, Ma'achinu Tukachalei Resamim, that all belongs to that Shemaim. Above that is Minas HaGedula. And the Gedula is the Shefa of the world. Now usually the Shefa means it's good. But when you have too much Shefa, as we learn the end of Maseches Tainis, the Choyne Ma'agel Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you give me too much Toivo, I drown in it. And this is the Shefa we talk about over here. The Oitzris of snow, Borod, and also Tloim Rayim, Valiyas Agoyim, Chadosh, Suva Vesaro, you have all the winds, all the terrain, and in the Shefa, the huge Shefa, if it comes with no limitations, that's what causes a destruction. Because Chesed with no Gvulim brings a destruction. That's what the Gemara goes on to say, that's what Dovid HaMelech said, that should not be there in Shemayim. Above that, the Rekia Shvi, it's what controls all these Midas. These Midas are coming from Lecho Hashem, HaGedulah HaGedulah HaFeres, the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And the Gemara speaks about all the Midas and all the things that belong to there. Tzedek, Mishpat, Tzedakah, Ginzei Chaim, Ginzei Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, all the Neshamos, all the Tchias HaMesim. And then the Gemara goes on, Malchei HaShoreis, Kisei HaKavod, Melech El Chai V'Kayom, Rom V'Niso, Shoichen Aleim. All this, the Arovis, is Kevyochel, the Mokoim, that there is, all the Ashpos come from there, all the Rikim below come from there. So the Shiva Rikim they're talking about is not an actual Shiva Rikim. As the Gemara says, Oilem Labiris, you look, you think what you're seeing, you understand. We're talking about Oimek Midoisa Shekosh Baruch Hu, that are revealed in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.